The tax cuts signed into law this past week by President Bush will be felt from the highest reaches of the federal government to the smallest municipalities. As NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore notes, less government spending will exacerbate already difficult circumstances.
Around the country, some schools are already running out of money. In Oregon, schools are closing for the summer as much as 3 weeks early this year. Some public hospitals are closing. The Prospect Park Zoo in Brooklyn is in danger of closing. In Kansas, the 4-H clubs are cutting back on their activities. In Seattle, drug addicts are on a waiting list for methadone treatment. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has suspended designating tracts of land as critical habitats. Our government can dispense awe and shock around the world, but seems unable to perform its primary task of governing. Nothing better illustrates the disconnect between basic needs and negligent government than the denouement of the battle over the third tax cut in 3 years. President Bush signed the bill with evident pride last Wednesday, emphasizing that the Jobs and Growth Act, as it's called, would benefit not only investors but families with children. He said it would increase the per-child tax credit from $600 to $1,000, and the checks would start flowing in July to 25 million eligible families. What he did not say was that in the dark of night, the final Senate House conference on the bill contrived to deny the increased benefit to about 12 million children in low-wage families. Don't ask me to understand, let alone explain, the technicalities by which this was done, but the outcome was a formula for calculating the credit that, according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, omitted families in the income range of about $10,000 to $26,000. Why would they want to do that? Well, you see, the Senate had voted that the cost of the bill could not be more than $350 billion over 10 years. And with the cuts in taxes on dividends and capital gains, they were having trouble keeping the bill down to that figure. And so, cutting back on poor families without high-paid lobbyists to defend them seemed the way to go. Remember when President Bush in the State of the Union address in January announced to great applause that the child credit should be raised to $1,000 now? Last Wednesday he spoke of the higher tax credit and lower marriage penalty making a difference for families in every part of this country. He didn't mention the low-wage families excluded so that high-wage families wouldn't have to suffer. This is Daniel Shore.